Well, hello, Robert Heffernan with Endotech, AI for FinTech. This is Blockchain Vitals. It's our weekly segment, and we're talking cryptos. We're talking crypto spring. Well, Bitcoin spring for sure, and maybe that might even be short-lived. The alt season was reminding me of trading butter on the floor of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. In fact, the butter market was so short, we used to have a pool every Friday, and you would bet on when you thought the butter would close. It opened at 10 in the morning, and if there was any trading to be had in butter, they did it. And then if there was no trading to be had, they closed the market. And sometimes it would be open less than a couple of minutes. And the PA announcer would come on, and he would say, any more trading in butter? Any more trading in butter? Butter closed. And when he said closed, everybody looked up at the clock and said, you know, it was 10:02:23. Who had 02:23? You win the pot. Anyway, very short-lived every Friday was butter trading. And I got to tell you, some of the weekly chart formations that a handful of these alts have put in are very disturbing. If you are a holder or playing from the long side, and also just a constant reminder that thinking that every trade is a moonshot is the quickest way to be selling cars on a used car lot instead of sitting in front of the con and being a trader, all right? Because you need to take chips off the table when things extend into collars, especially on weeklies and monthlies. Longer-term fractals bring in longer-term money. Longer-term money, in my opinion, generally decides where the market's going to end up. You know, and to prove this point, we're going to go to the chart. We haven't done this in a while, instead of doing the rounds. And show you ADA from last week. Now, look at that, and who knows what that is? Come on, speed round. Tell me what that is. A picture-perfect textbook doji candle. I don't look at a lot of candle formations, but I do look for the doji. And that is textbook right there. And that was well through the weekly collar that we talked about last week, coming in at right around 0.07. And had you had ADA on and you did not take any off through that collar, right now you are really kicking yourself, because now not only is it put in that beautiful doji, textbook doji, but now flirting with that weekly momentum level, and we're going to get to that in the vitals section here when we talk about ADA, but not very healthy. The same type of formation looking in XRP. EOS is even worse. We'll talk about that. And then a few more. Tron, a few more that I'm not going to cover today. But you check out that weekly chart, and if you see that type of formation right there, that is a doji. It is a pretty powerful reversal candle. And you need to take out those highs to negate it. So there you have it. Let's take the vitals. Whoa. Excuse me. Holy cow. All right, taking the vitals, our chance to actually talk about the price discovery, which we have been doing here already. But from the sheet standpoint, in particular, standard deviation modeling, that weekly fractal of that standard deviation modeling, and right now, Bitcoin trading 96.05, 93.56, 93.56. Weekly up momentum. I was working those that area, and then when we couldn't get down there in this push this morning and overnight, I just went and bought some Bitcoin here. I do not want to see us take this level out, though. This for me is very imperative here as we enter momentum on a fractal. And I will have 2 weeks in momentum here, this will being the third. And I really, really think that we need to hold this momentum level and then, obviously, trade higher. For me, if we just can't hold this momentum level on the weekly and we end up closing back out of the weekly. It looks like a range trade, you know, maybe 7,200 to 10,000, you know, the highs that we made this week. For me, this is imperative, this week's trading, that we hold this up momentum level, and we can go down and test it. That's fine. What I'd really like to see us hold it. And now we got expanding potentiality on the weekly. Not only that, we've talked about the monthly. 10,234 is the monthly momentum level. And lo and behold, that's a longer-term level, right? And longer-term important level. And lo and behold, there's been a lot of trading around that level. So we shall see here. Two weeks left in February. But would love to see us hold this momentum on the weekly level, 93.56, trade higher and trade the next 2 weeks above these levels here and close the monthly in up momentum. Now you're painting the picture. And again, sometimes this stuff takes a longer time to develop. And the story takes a longer time to develop. We live in such a 24/7, 365-day-a-year news cycle. And everybody pays attention, I think, too much sometimes to the shorter time frame. The longer time frame tells you the story. It tells a story, right? And that's the story I would rather be involved with. Anyway, Ether right now trading 251.63. It's got a lot more room down to its up momentum level on the weekly, 211.40 up mo on the weekly. XRP, somebody called me this week, a very good trader friend of mine, and trading hogs mostly, trades spoos, has traded virtually everything, and he calls me asking about XRP, and I don't know if I covered this last week, but I said I got a lot of other X's that are on my board that look better than XRP. XRP, another one of these Doji candidates for the reversal, and for sure traded into its weekly collar last week and right back lower, right? Trading 27.64, its up mo level 26.59. Litecoin trading 71.24, up mo level on the weekly 67.24. And EOS, as I was talking about before, EOS trading 424, it's up more on the weekly 415, so still holding that level, but it didn't put in a doji candle, it put in just a straight up reversal candle, engulfing candle week, and put in a red candle, fully engulfing the previous week is, its price action from the previous week completely engulfed it. A red candle, and now if it closes back below this up momentum level on the weekly 415, not technically strong, all right? BNB trading 22.22, room 222. Bob Hayes, for you football lovers, 22. Up momentum on the weekly 2061. 2061 is the level we want to see it hold in order to continue to talk this bull market. XTZ 291, what a ride this thing had, and fully blew through its collar. And the interesting thing for me, this one, it did not put in a doji on the weekly. Its up momentum level is 238 on the weekly, 238. And now if we do get another rally here, 360 is also the collar on the weekly coming in where it made its highs. So be a profit taker, please. And for you folks holding ADA and did not get out above that collar level last week, that comes in at 07.51 this week. So it too will double top in and around its weekly collar. More importantly for you ADA players, right now trading 05.74, 05.44 up momentum on the weekly, 05.44. And again, you don't want to see these alts, maybe they get pulled with Bitcoin if Bitcoin holds its up momentum level, which it looks to me like it wants to do here, but you never know. And mind the mo, and you'll be around to trade for a long time. And I know this from actual trading. I was told this as I became a trader, that when you, first of all, the winners don't as feel good as the losers feel bad, especially the big ones. And there is no worse feeling in trading than having a giant winner on and turning it into a loser. So please, the way that you avoid that is finding great places to take profit and then doing that, pulling the trigger, take some profit, all right? My trading friend Dan Stevens told me a long time ago the reason why I made so much money is because I got out too early. Anyway, that's what I got this week. Please, mind the mo. Be disciplined. Trade disciplined. Thank you so much for watching. Please share the video, and I will see you next week for a weekly segment of Blockchain Vitals.